everything Fraser Coast. Today we're at Broweena, which is about 20 minutes west of Maribor. And I've come out here, my good friend Sandra's brought me out here to have a look at the Broweena Township and also the Broweena Markets, which are on four times a year, I believe, quarterly, out here at Broweena. And I'm joined with, well, I've got Sandra next to me. Hey, Sandra.
Hello.
Hello. And I've got Alice.
Hi there.
Local Broweena lady. And Tina.
G'day.
And I've asked the ladies to sit with me and just share a little bit about life in Broweena, but also the markets and why you should put it on your to-do list in the Fraser Coast. So thanks for giving me some time, a bit of coaxing to get you to sit down with me. Didn't have to bribe you though.
No.
It's only because we're busy.
Yeah. So I'm a first time Broweena. This weekend's the first time I've been to Broweena.
Yeah.
Actually, I only discovered Broweena was even on the map about 2 weeks ago. So I'm sorry, but I'm so excited I've come here now because you've got the most amazing historical display behind me in buildings and a steam train.
Yeah, the museum started out with an idea from past residents back in 1968. They approached the Wuku Shire then on the idea. Eventually it ran through, the council loved the idea, and there's a CWA hall that was our dance hall and kitchen and, you know, community crafts group. Eventually what ends up happening is that they turned that into the actual museum itself with permission from the Wuku Shire Council, and then the community got offers on multiple of the buildings around the place.
Awesome.
And in 1971 they finally opened it up.
And I've got to tell you, one of my favourite buildings is the Wuku Shire Council Chambers. Is that a joke?
No.
Wuku was actually the Shire, that's what was the council around here. And the building you see there was the original Shire office. That's where all the meetings were held. And I know
everyone on the podcast listening can't see.
I realise that the podcasters can't see what I'm pointing up there.
It's only about 3 metres by 3 metres.
It's 3 metres by 4 metres.
To be fair. Out the extra metre on
that. How would you be fair?
How many people were in the council meetings?
I'm going to say 8, because if you have a look at the pictures that are hanging around the walls there, I'm pretty sure there was 8 council members at sort of any one given time. But as it did get, that was quite a while ago, that building.
1920.
So as it, the area got bigger and the council became bigger, they did, which I'll have to show you later because you can't quite see it from here, they did upgrade to a bigger building for the council office.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
So this is the first original old one that they outgrew.
So I'm going to say something, but you've probably already thought about it and done it, but I often do this. So have you invited the current sitting council to come and have a council session in the original council chambers out here?
No, it wasn't that long ago that the council did come out here to chair one of their meetings, because they tend to take them around the area as they do. And when they come out here, we had it at T Bar Hall, which is just a few k's that way. It would have been really cute, wouldn't it?
It would have been a great
photo
opportunity.
And see, even the other one where they could have fitted is now been sold off and is a private home, so we couldn't have even done it there. But yeah, there's just...
Okay, we're going to shout out to George, the mayor.
Uh-huh. Hey, George.
Hey, George, and hope to see you in the original Shire building.
It would be lovely.
Bring your cloak.
Yeah.
He's actually said that when he was here last, he noticed we had... when the Shires moved to Oakhurst Garden, we have in the Women's Country Women's Association building their original table and mayor's chair. So he tried to steal that. We're not giving it up.
He did say he thought it should be in the current office.
It's a lovely thing. Now, he has actually been here. He's very helpful also with getting us recognised in the military trial. We are a very proud community when it comes to those who served in World War One and Two and other wars after. And that's why we have our ANZAC services every year here. And this year, we were very honoured to have our first march outside of the recruitment marches back in the days. But this was actually our first march, and the children of Broweena School with three other representatives from the Vietnam War, two of the people from this district, one actually came from Burpengary. We love you, thank you very much for doing that for us. And it really was a great thrill for the kids to see it, because country kids, they don't always get to see those big marches. Right. You have to go to the Maribor ones, or even Biggerton don't get as big as the ones in Maribor and Brisbane. So having that little country feel and representing our people that way.
And you've really got a school here. Yeah. So how many kids are actually, it's a P to 6?
Prep 6, yeah.
Prep to 6.
14 students.
Oh, so is it just a one principal teacher school?
Yep.
And a teacher aide?
Two teacher aides. Oh, two and a half teacher aides, really. So
wow.
We've got two full-time teacher aides and one part-time teacher aide.
That's better than private education.
So many volunteers. We have parents come in and help.
It is. That's the best sort of school.
Some days you get there and it's nearly one-on-one to adult to student. You know, we have volunteers and people come in and we run a play group, and the schools are really... really integral part of our community.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And it always has, because I just did some research recently on the school, and when you look at the multiple amount of schools, because the schools in the districts, these kind of districts, usually only had about a handful of, maybe 3 to 6 to maybe, if they're really big, 12. But because of the days in the provisional school system, you could not transport that amount of children to one school. So you actually had small schools, no bigger than the actual Workershire office itself, that were built by the community itself. So they had to supply the land.
Yeah.
And with that, then the government would pay towards fifths of the costs towards materials.
Yes.
And then the school, provisional school committee, for each section would have to supply another fifth of that.
Yeah.
And then children turned up, they walked. It was a day of walking, or three kids on a horse. It was as simple as that.
Gorgeous.
And it didn't matter if it was cold. It was their also opportunity to have an education in the bush, which wasn't there.
Yeah.
And those provisional schools can be going traced back to, I think it was 1890. Barwina was the last one that's actually held its own, because we've had ones at Musket Flat, at Aramra, Bramia, T-Bar's had one, and Bumper's had one. And they just Bumper. Eventually closed. Yeah, Bumper. Yeah, Bumper. That's where James Hanson is.
Just
that's
had to say Bumper.
Funny sounding
suburb.
Yeah, Bumper.
I come from Bumper, Bumper.
Eventually, the last two schools in existence was at North Aramra. Eventually, it was originally called Bowling Green. And that was closed in, I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody later on, 1984, I think it was,
right.
It was closed. And that's when Barwina became the only school in existence to this day, all starting from provisional schools.
Yeah, so just going back to the servicemen, just a chopped train of thought, I noticed on that steam...
our first pioneers.
Yeah, it was commissioned in 1914.
Yes, this is steam. Okay.
So what's this?
It's a cast iron.
There's a great big steam.
Yeah, and it's cast iron wheel. Now, this is a day of steam. There's no electricity. Electricity didn't come out here until around 1960. Some places out here didn't get until approximately 1971. So for when we had a sawmill, it was opened up in 1925 by Mr. Lay, I can't remember his first name, Tay. So Tay Lay came from Gander. His sawmill up there didn't work out, so he actually brought the sawmill to Rowena. We had history by that stage, nearly probably about 60 years to nearly 80 years of timber cutters for the district. They were actually from the squatter period, not just from the first pioneer period.
Right.
And so he saw an opening, he opened the sawmill. The sawmill was open up until 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
And it was the biggest, it was very hard for the people in the community, those that worked in that sawmill. It was their part-time wage when their lands were not doing well. So losing a sawmill that had been open since 1925 to 3 years ago, a life support for keeping kids on the farms in the district, as well, we lost that. When you lose those kind of businesses that are sustainable,
that can be worked in multiple facets. They're important to keep people on the land as much as, you know, having a village like Rowena and kids in school, so we can keep a school at the back.
So that steam engine was donated when they got electricity.
I know, I got sidetracked, didn't I? I always do that.
That's fabulous. So the feel when you come to Rowena, what I notice is all the homes are really tidy. It's a nice little community.
Oh, you haven't seen mine, have you?
That's my yard.
Did I tell you that I'm legally blind?
Oh, yeah, I just realised this now.
And the grass.
No wonder you missed mine, mate.
And the grass is really green.
Oh, it's awesomely green. We just got rain all day today. No, it didn't.
Tell me about the market. So what do we have here? I know that we've gone past and we've had a chat to Billy Bean's Coffee and the Honey, and there's a few businesses here from Maribor.
Bonita.
Yeah, Bonita.
Shara's our media correspondent, and she's been running the market. Because the correspondence with the media has gotten so large, that's now going to be passed on to our president, Nancy Moore, and myself to put it into a separate sector, because it has slowly built up to something with multiple media sources. This is a great opportunity with using podcast, our first opportunity to advertise Rowena Markets, which is in November.
Yeah.
Next one.
What's
so
the date?
Not for Christmas. I can't remember. Look on our website, our Facebook.
Have you got anything that's going to be special at those markets?
Well, we always try for those kind of markets to have your Christmas gifts.
Yes.
Now, the great thing with anything like these kind of markets, not only do we have excellent coffee out this way, and not only do we have the most fabulous sausages, they beat Bunnings, okay? So, yeah, sorry Bunnings, we beat you.
We do love Bunnings too.
24th of November is the next
month. There you go.
It's last Sunday in November.
24th of November. Yeah.
I knew it was in the 20s. November.
Okay, so that's a Sunday.
There's a lot of arts and crafts that comes out here. I've just talked to two gentlemen who are testing their first one here, and they've actually, one of the younger gentlemen has actually created his own cattle yards. Now, you go into a major store and tell me if you're going to find something like that.
You're going to get the farm animals.
You're going to get the cows. You're going to get a plastic little piece that's going to break within 2 weeks of Christmas.
No, but this is all handmade.
This is all handmade here. It takes 26 hours. That's exactly right. So it's worth the money. These are the kind of people we like to actually get out here, because it also shows it's related to our community as well. Yeah. You know, and honestly, we need to turn around and encourage people to go away from plastic sometimes and actually get back to the wood.
That's fabulous.
Last long.
But actually, the feeling that I got talking to some of the school holders as we made our way down to you is everybody's got a positive story. There's a journey that gets them to be participating in a community market and coming out to a small community like this, and it's just lovely. So I would encourage anyone in the Fraser Coast and beyond to take the trip, make a day of it, bring the kids. Kids would absolutely love this historical side. It's not a boring museum. It's actual buildings you can go in, and it's really kind of cool.
You have, I can't even remember how many buildings we've got now, but it's 12 buildings,
but they're
right?
in great condition.
They are
historical, obviously.
And like you're talking, you know, you see us women who might be here on the day volunteering, you don't see the husbands and the sons and the daughters. You know, we've had them around. My daughter used to, now she won't break a nail because she's in Brisbane. Hi Arlene. She's gonna kill me, isn't she? Okay, but no, we do have the children even coming when we have working bees, and they're the ones who do the hand-on stuff and everything. Yeah. And the thing is, though, we are communities that are losing our volunteers.
Yeah.
So I'd really, really push, if you're gonna come out to see something like this, it needs the volunteers to carry it into the future. And it doesn't matter if it was at Rowena, it doesn't matter where you go, who you are, go and check out places like this and see if they need a hand, because they do.
Yeah,
it's
or,
as simple
or just
as
come
that.
And spend some money.
Yep.
Spend some money. Into the community.
We won't refuse money and tips.
Yeah. Make a day of it. Thanks so much, Tina.
No problem.
Alice, did you want to get a word in?
Yes, good point.
Tina has pretty much covered everything, I think.
I warned you.
No, that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing a bit of Rowena. What about you, Sam?
As a visitor, the one thing that just is openly there is that welcome. that that country welcome, and I think a lot of people forget that this is the benefit of the smaller communities, is just everybody just welcomes everybody and everyone's made to feel included. And I've never been here before, this is my first time, and I think that that welcome is just something you don't get everywhere else, especially not in big cities.
That's okay. We're actually staying the night and we're sleeping at Tina's place. She just doesn't know it yet.
That's cool.
That's okay. Just as long brown as you don't mind around, up I just won't tell you where.
As long as you don't mind getting up at 5 to go to work.
I can see brown snakes.
Hey, I just drove from Brisbane today. It doesn't worry me.
Brown snakes.
Oh, no, this is Justin.
Oh, okay.
Brown snakes gets me onto a whole other topic. We'll go off air for that one. Okay.
It's been great talking to you.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you for putting up with me.
See ya, bye for now. Get out to Brewina. Ba-da-ba-da, 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 ba-da-ba-da-bow. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da